brace yourself for bucking broncos and stately stallions.
Yeah, all right.
Front, march.
I conquer all the queen's horses as one of the queen's men. Guardsmen, that is. All right.
Are you ready to die?
I'm ready.
Then I duel to the death. With this world champion jousting duo.
Vanessa slaps on chaps for a real-life cattle roundup.
Woo-hoo!
Come on, little one.
Good job, Vanessa.
You should have never done.
And Charlie's all tied up in a lasso leg.
I guess I got a lot to learn about roping.
It's popular mechanics for kids. Horseman.
Patty, I'm Tyler.
Today on PMK, you're going to see horses do amazing things.
You know, Alicia, it's like my great-grampy told me, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
That is the worst Western accent I have ever heard.
This is the worst Western music I've ever heard.
I know. I think it's even bugging the horses.
Do you want me to sing an old Western song?
No.
Well, a horse can herd cattle, and if you ride your saddle, he'll ride you into battle, and maybe he'll dance.
Behind these doors is a special club. It's part of a 1,000-year-old tradition. Today, they're giving me a very special membership. This is a jousting club. This is where the Canadian National Jousting Team trains. And I'm with Cassandra and Shane Adams, the World Jousting Champions.
Greetings, young Tyler. Let's get ye ready to joust.
Jousting began in the year 1066 on the battlefields of Europe. And in times of peace, knights practiced jousting as a sport. It kept their riding and fighting skills sharp.
This here is the first piece of equipment that you'll be wearing. It's called a chainmail hauberk. They're pieces of chain linked together to make a full shirt.
This is really, really heavy.
Yes, so that's about 50 pounds or 23 kilos to be exact.
Knights used to wear chainmail in battle. It protected them from enemy arrows.
Now, of course, your helmet was to protect you from any hard hits from a lance. That's right. Oh, sorry, I hit you too hard. Here's your shield, Tyler.
All this armor weighs as much as me.
Oh, here's your lance, Tyler.
All right. A knight's weapon of choice. So, do you use your lance a lot? A horse carrying a knight in armor weighs as much as a typical car. When two knights ride towards each other, it's like the weight of two cars closing in on each other at speeds of about 60 kilometers or 40 miles an hour. You've got to be tough to take a hit like that. Before you can mount your steed, you've got to learn to fall.
This platform is about the same height as my horse, so I'll practice falling from here first.
Okay, Tyler, I need you to put on your helmet.
Okay.
Now put this shield on your left arm. Take your lance and couch it underneath your arm.
All right.
Okay, now put your shield up in place, lance up, and fall. Good job.
I have to drop the shield and lance before I fall. If I don't, I could snap my arm or gouge myself.
You ready to meet your horse?
Yeah.
That was a good fall.
All right.
Let's go.
We would move the left leg to make the horse go right.
Cassandra spent the last couple of hours teaching me how to control the horse with my legs. And that's because I need both hands free to do battle. But before they let you battle against an opponent, you gotta do the drills. This game is is how knights practice aiming at a target.
Now remember, you have to keep the horse at a canter. That way there, you're going the same speed as if you were in a joust.
It's hard to keep the lance steady because it sticks out so far and it weighs 25 pounds or 11 kilograms. But hey, I'm getting pretty close.
Now you're ready to try the quintain.
Quintain training. This game trains knights for speed and striking power. Cassandra is the world quintain champion, beating out all of the guys. Now it's my turn.
Whoa, my head, but that hurt.
You've got to be fast enough or the rubber ball will whack you. A few centuries ago, the rubber ball on this game was made out of metal and covered with spikes.
Are you ready to joust?
I'm ready. This is a dangerous game. You don't think after just a few hours of training, I'd go against the world champion and let that happen to me?
This is my stunt double, Maxton. He didn't get hurt. He's studying to be a stuntman.
Oh. Well done, young Maxton.
Come on, hop on. I'll take you on your next adventure.
All right.
You set?
Yeah.
Onward ho!
I join an elite military unit that guards the Queen of England.
All right. Ta-da!
That's later on Popular Mechanics for Kids.
Why do they have a hotel for animals at the airport? Horses travel around the world to compete in the Olympics and other events. They rest here before their long plane ride. When their flight is announced, they're led into a special comfy box and they're towed out to the plane. Once they're in the air, a groom serves them a delicious vegetarian in-flight meal. Bet you'd like a movie too, wouldn't you?
Introducing horse sneakers.
For hundreds of years, horseshoes have been made out of steel. The shoes keep a horse's hooves from wearing down too fast. Now, they're making them out of the same stuff they used for running shoes, so they act like shock absorbers too. But unlike sneakers for people, they're made to measure. Ta-da! Perfect for a horse with a sore leg. Keep an eye out for a horse on your basketball court soon.
Howdy, partners. I'm sorry you had to see me like this, but me and that fellow over yonder, we got a little score settled.
Yeah. It seems he don't recall that I pay him for them horses over there, which I did.
So we're gonna settle this score the old-fashioned way. A classic rope-off. The first one to rope the other guy wins.
Now, if I were you, I'd bet on old Charlie. Because Charlie here...
I guess I got a lot to learn about roping.
The first thing I need is the perfect piece of rope. Oh, magic lariat. I'll be just like Wonder Woman. Now, the best kind of rope to use is braided, because braided rope doesn't kink. Now, I've already made a loop out of one end of the rope. I take the other end, feed it through the loop, and... voila! I have a lariat, or more commonly known as a lasso. The easiest rope spin to do is called a flat loop. I stand with my feet apart, my waist slightly bent forward, and holding the rope just like this. Now, the piece of rope between my right hand and the eye is called a spoke. Now, your spoke should be about half the size of your loop. My right hand, still holding the spoke, begins revolving counterclockwise. The question is, what keeps the loop open?
Use the force, Charlie. The centripetal force!
Ah, yes. Centripetal force. It keeps a spinning object moving in a circle and not flying off into a straight line. Centripetal force pulls things in towards the center, and that's how the loop keeps in shape. Without centripetal force, a loop just wouldn't form. Spinning also creates another type of force. You ready for a rematch? 1 hour. 1 hour. Now I train like I've never trained before!
You should have never just...
Wait, there's 2,000 bucks for the horses in my pocket. Pay it. But,
very disappointing.
Yeah. Wait, don't go. You know, I got a little matter about it. Hey.
Almost 150 years ago, the fastest way to get a letter across the states was by the Pony Express. The riders and horses galloped day and night. Just like a relay race, there were fresh horses and riders at stations along the 2,000-mile trail. Delivery took 10 days. Not like today.
You've got mail.
In one corner, weighing thousands of pounds, a bunch of cows. And in the other corner, weighing only 95 pounds, me, Vanessa. Cowgirl in training here in the Lazy M Ranch in Caroline, Alberta. My job, to herd all these animals to greener pastures. It takes a real cowboy, or cowgirl, to move all these cattle. Thanks, Shannon. Shannon is a real cowgirl, and when she's through with me, I'll be one too.
All right, Vanessa, let's go.
If you want to move forward, just squeeze your legs a little bit and ask him to move. To turn left, I pull the rein to the left, and I pull right to turn right. To stop, I pull back on both sides of the rein, and then release.
It looks like you're a real cowgirl. You look great up there.
Yee-hoo! Yee-haw! I can ride a horse. Now it's time to wrangle the cattle.
First thing we'll do is get up behind these cows here and push them up to the gate. You have to make sure they're in a group and that all the cows are in front of you. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, let's go.
All right. It's the wrangler's job to keep the cattle together and to keep them calm. We ride up behind the cattle and ease them into a group. Cattle like being in a herd. It makes them feel protected.
Good job. Everything looks good, except for there's one cow-calf we forgot over there. Do you want to go bring him back?
All right.
Go for it.
Now, put my training to the test.
Good job, Vanessa.
Now that we've gathered the herd, it's time to move them out.
About every 2 weeks for a herd this size, we move them to a different pasture with nice new long grass. And then after they're in that pasture for 2 weeks, we move them again back to where they were. We just keep rotating it.
Wranglers lead the herd from the front, and they rely on help from the boss. The boss cow, that is. Boss cows, or lead cows, are the oldest cows. They're really used to being herded, and they lead the way for the more inexperienced cows. Another key position is at the rear.
And our job back here, in the back of the herd, is to make sure that the cattle keep moving forward and that everyone stays in one big group.
Cows usually stay close to their moms. The babies tire easily, so we can't go too fast. If one gets separated, you have to get closer to it and try to push it to its mom.
Come on, little one.
Let's go.
A lot of times with the cattle in front, they get really hyper and revved up because they're leading the entire group. So sometimes the cowboys in front will even do a little singing to keep the cows calm.
I'll never amount to a thing.
I may be a drifter, I may be no good, but there's joy in the song that I sing.
We made it! I helped lead these cattle to this green pasture. There you go, little doggies. Fresh munchies.
That's all we have to do. The cows are in the right spot, and they look really happy with their new grass.
All right, great.
What's the matter?
I'm not used to riding a horse all day. Tell you the truth,
my behind's a little sore.
Well, we have just the thing for that back at the ranch. Let's go.
They say I'm a drifter. They say I'm no good. They'll never amount to one thing.
You know what, Vanessa? Maybe we'll make a cowgirl out of you yet.
Yeah!
I'm with an elite military unit. All right. This unit used horses in World War I.
Today, they use tanks to do their jobs. But tanks haven't replaced all the horses.
They still use them to protect the Queen of England.
This elite cavalry unit is called the Strathcona Mounted Troop.
They're part of Canada's military, which means these soldiers are the only non-British cavalry in history to guard the Queen. Their duty? To patrol the grounds of Buckingham Palace.
Guarding the Queen of England is a real honor, and preparing the horses is no easy task.
You know, Tyler, getting a horse and rider to act as a team is harder than operating a tank.
Really?
No tank can do this. It's called the musical ride. To do it takes moves of precision.
Cavalry troopers train for 6 months before they're able to perform the musical ride for the public. I'm coming. Every trooper cares for his or her own horse. You have to groom them, feed them, and even clean up after them.
It's about you getting to know the horse and the horse getting to know you.
This cavalry uses quarter horses. They got their name because they were bred to run quarter mile races. Their human equivalent would be like a 100 meter sprinter. They can accelerate fast. They got lots of power. They can turn on a dime.
Well, Tyler, we've got two exercises for you to master in order to be a cavalry trooper. But before you go through on a horse, you're going to go through on foot. The first exercise is the single shanghai.
That's when four horses make an X shape by crisscrossing at the center. We walk through the exercise to see how far apart we should be spaced. That way we don't crash into each other. We do it about 10 times. Then we do it once more, and this time with the horses. All right. The horses are trained to understand leg cues and rein cues to go left and right, forward and backwards, and they even know verbal commands. All right, walk. Let's go.
Jolly good show.
Well done. Good show.
Tyler, we've got one more exercise to put you through before we walk through with the horses.
S turns. This is what they look like when they're done right. We walk it out on the ground first. Then with the horses.
It's important to have a good seat with a good riding position and good balance on the horse.
Without a good seat, Sultan here would sense that I'm not in control, and then he'd just go wherever he wanted to, causing me to get off balance and I could fall.
A good cavalry trooper shows his horse that he's always in control by how he cues it.
Walk.
That's how we do these precision moves without colliding into each other.
Strathconas, here I come. Ta-da!
Trot! March!
Not bad, not bad. I think you and Sultan are really starting to work together as a team.
Thanks.
Have you got a summer job?
Well, now that I've done the musical ride, I can guard the Queen of England.
Thank you, Tyler.
At your service, Your Majesty.
All right.
Whoa. Whoa.
Come on.
Oh! Oh, that hurts.
What's the problem?
Horseback Horseback riding is not as easy as it looks. My legs are killing me.
Yeah, well, it takes a lot of practice.
Yeah. After a long, hard day on the range, I'm about ready to go soak in a nice, hot bath.
Not so fast. See, old Nugget Nelly over here decided to leave her own nuggets on the trail back there.
I take it they're not made of gold.
No.
Man!
See you next time on PMK. Bye! Come on!
Them nuggets are huge! We'll be right back.